The future of reporting now.
This is Concordia News Radio.
Good morning. It's currently -1 and cloudy at the Loyola campus of Concordia University. I'm Brendan Schwartz.
And I'm Christelle Gazarian.
And here are today's headlines. A rough start for the Rams Dermontine line.
The SQDC will soon start selling vapes.
And the M for Montreal's festival starts today.
The Dermontine branch of the REM is running normally after problems during its first 2 days of operation. Service on the entire network was interrupted for 2 hours yesterday after a truck hit a viaduct near the Bois Franc station. And the first day, about 20 people were stuck in an elevator for more than an hour at the Édouard Montpetit station. Francis Labbé with CDPQ Infra told City News that a new protective guardrail will be installed on the Bois Franc overpass. Service is normal right now.
A 12-year-old boy is in stable condition after he was stabbed in front of the Plamondon metro station yesterday evening. He was taken to hospital in critical condition but is now improving. Montreal police say witnesses saw a suspect fleeing the scene. So far, they have made no arrests.
For the first time in a decade, Canada has been awarded the Fossil of the Day during the COP30 Climate Change Conference in Brazil. This satirical award is given by a group of NGOs to countries falling behind in terms of climate action. It comes as critics accuse the Carney government of stepping back on climate policy. Elias Drouin has more.
The last time Canada won this award was in 2014 under the conservative government of Stephen Harper. Civil society groups cited Canada's lack of ambition and slow pace on climate progress and its disregard for Indigenous rights. This sends a clear message to Prime Minister Mark Carney, who did not show up to the conference. Étienne Leblanc is a Radio Canada and CBC journalist who has covered almost every climate change conference for the past 20 years. He says that this award marks a shift from the previous government.
All along the Trudeau government, they never got one because they came with a climate plan and they came as a changing the game for climate change policy in Canada. So for 10 years, they didn't have any.
Critics say Canada's environment minister has been quiet during the conference and since entering the government. Leblanc says recent environmental decisions make this Fossil of the Day award unsurprising.
The cancellation of the carbon tax for consumers, the setbacks about electric cars quota for the constructors, all of this, it's eroding those 10 years of building up a real climate policy.
In a statement, Climate Action Network International said that Canada receives the award because of the new government of Prime Minister Mark Carney has flushed years of climate policies down the drain, and that Canada deserves better as the world cannot afford its retreat. For Concordia News, I'm Elias Drouin.
Quebec's cannabis agency will start selling vaping products in stores on November 26th. Aiden Rayner is in the studio with more. Aiden, what can you tell us?
So, Brennan, the SQDC will be selling vaping products in stores in a bid to provide more regulated products on the market to move consumers away from illegal stuff that is often like made in sources that are just not appropriate or for that get into the hands of teens and stuff like that. Unsurprisingly, students around campus didn't want to talk about where they buy their vapes and if they buy illegal vapes. But it's likely that this move, or they hope this move will be in a way to get some more regulation into the market to keep people away from the health issues that are caused by higher THC levels. They have around 9 suppliers from Quebec itself, with the average price of the cartridges around $38, and all products will be tested by Health Canada, and the current regulations for vaping products will remain at the 30% THC levels. Brennan?
Thank you, Aiden. That's Aiden Rayner.
Montreal MNA Marwa Risky was suspended from the Liberal caucus and her role as parliamentary leader. Party leader Pablo Rodriguez told CBC the decision was made after Risky fired her chief of staff without consulting him first. Risky isn't commenting, but Radio-Canada sources say the dismissal stemmed from tension between her and the chief of staff. MNA André Fortin will be the new parliamentary leader, and Marc Tanguay will serve as party whip. Patrick Huo will be Fortin's new chief of staff. The M for Montreal Festival returns this year. It starts today and ends November 22. Cassie Perry is in the studio with the latest. Cassie?
Well, Christelle, it's the 20th anniversary of the festival, and more than 500 artists from Canada and around the world are expected to perform. I spoke with David Dubay, Director General of the festival. He said that there will be local artists performing this weekend.
This year, what is so special is that we did a lot of big shows for the general attendees. We're going to have a Bad, Bad, Not Good concert at Olympia.
So tickets went on sale in September, and some acts have already sold out. The festival is a great way for emerging artists to showcase their music. For more information, you can go to the MPOUR Montreal Festival website. Christelle?
Thank you, Cassie.
The Montreal Canadiens are hosting their 44th annual blood drive today until 7 p.m. Some players, coaches, and Montreal Canadiens alumni will be at the Bell Centre signing autographs and taking pictures with fans. People who want to donate can go to the main doors on Avenue des Canadiens in Montreal. Emma Quebec says that the drive has saved more than 114,000 lives since its start in 1981.
Rain is coming and temperatures will stay around the freezing point throughout the week.
That's your news to 11:45. Thanks for listening. For Concordia News, I'm Brandon Schwartz.
And I'm Christelle Gazarian.